If your cultural institution is approaching its 150th anniversary, there are two ways to celebrate. Draw attention to its past. Mention that it is the second oldest sporting event in America, recently returned to its traditional venue, Madison Square Garden, or note its venturesome present and new partnership with a state-of-the-art multipurpose site, the Javits Center. Remind people that it exists to celebrate the human-canine bond. Or try something new. Become part of the publicity campaign for a major motion picture that celebrates that bond.
Iris, I need to talk with you. It's about the dog. I wanted to ask if you could take him.
No, I can't. No.
This is what Walter wanted after he died.
Why would he say that?
You were his best friend.
And there you have the context for the Westminster Kennel Club's invitation-only screening of The Friend, a film based on the best-selling novel by Norwegian writer Sigrid Nunes. It stars two Hollywood stalwarts, Naomi Watts and Bill Murray, and a very promising newcomer, Bing, a regal Harlequin Great Dane who is the friend in question. On stage at the Angelica, a trendy movie house in New York City's Soho neighborhood where the screening was held, WKC President Donald Sturz talked about his decision to make the club part of the Friends orbit.
This is, you know, a really special evening for us. The Friend really connects with us, celebrating the role of dogs in our lives, the comfort, the joy, the love they bring to our lives every day. And I think this film really truly captures that bond. When we were first contacted about being a part of this adventure, I said, well, the first thing is I need to see the film because I can't just blindly, right? I'm kind of got a little full of myself. Like, well, Westminster couldn't possibly, you know. But after seeing the film and drying my eyes, I said, yes, absolutely. You know, Westminster wants to be a part of this. We want this in our journey.
Before the screening, I got a chance to speak with Bing's owner, handler, trainer, Beverly Klingensmith. We were in the Angelica foyer, which was adorned with posters from the film, and a life-size cutout of Bing. And, of course, Bing himself, attentively flanking Klingensmith as she told their story. It was sort of like hearing a version of Cinderella starring a Great Dane.
What's going to happen to the dog?
Klingensmith, who is based in Newton, Iowa, is a breeder, and Bing, one of her sires, is part of her fourth generation of Great Danes. He's an AKC champion and has some obedience and performance titles as well, and that seemed like enough. But fame was just around the corner.
When he was about 18 months old in January of 2020, I got an email from one of the producer team, and they were a little bit kind of high level about the project. And I initially deleted the email because it talking about filming in New York and all these things. I'm in Iowa. And I thought, that's not realistic for me.
At first, she intended to help out by passing the baton.
And then I thought, you know, I'll help point them in the right direction. I wanted them to find a good breeder and a good representation of the breed.
But the more she learned about the film, the more appealing it seemed.
I started talking to them more and thought it was a really cool sounding project and went ahead and threw his name in the hat and submitted his photos. A few weeks later, they flew out to meet us in Iowa.
They included two of the producers, co-director Scott McGehee and David Siegel, and head trainer Bill Berlone.
They later told me that they knew they had the right dog as soon as they met him. And like, aw.
And then the pandemic, effectively freezing the entertainment industry for 3 years.
He kind of aged into the part. He ended up being 5 before we filmed it February, March of last year. So it was kind of a long, drawn-out process. But we finally got there.
Klingensmith thinks there are aspects of Bing's personality that particularly suited him to the part.
He's very sensitive. If I'm on a phone call and I sigh too loudly in exasperation, he's worried. He's a Great Dane. They're just very sensitive. They're very in tune with what's going on with their people, and they're just very aware, you know, very alert to that kind of thing. And he's just extra special.
But the task of translating Bing into Apollo, the name of the dog in the novel and movie, was a whole new experience, and she worked closely with supervising trainer Bill Berlone and his team.
I was his trainer and handler on the set for everything, so I taught him all of his behaviors. I have no experience in this kind of thing, so Bill was kind of a director role, right, of helping me get Bing to do what he needed to do. There was 4 people on the animal team, and it was a very collaborative effort.
The emotional core of The Friend is the developing relationship between Iris, a grieving and distracted writer, and Apollo, the dog who has come to her uninvited and initially unwanted, which means that the relationship between actor Naomi Watts and Bing was crucial.
She was incredible. Before we started filming, she opened up her home to us, and we worked with Bing in her home. And so we spent weeks training, having Naomi work with Bing so that he was comfortable with her and she was comfortable with him. I mean, she's not a large woman and he's a large dog. So it was, you know, really important that she feel comfortable handling him and that he feel comfortable with her. They were having these scenes where they're very close and interacting a lot. He's a very stable dog, but still, they need that level of comfort and connection. She was incredible. Very warm, and she's quite the animal lover. And she has a little teeny tiny 6-pound dog that became good friends with Bing, too.
Watts appeared with Bing on Good Morning America.
Oh, hi, Bing.
It's going to be okay, Bing.
Yeah, look here. Good morning, America.
You know, dogs and children we're supposed to stay away from, right?
That is the old saying.
Yeah.
But he defied the odds, and he was the most cooperative co-star in every possible way. I mean, look at those ears. They hear everything. He's on alert all day. He knows behaviors. He is sensitive to what's going on, and that makes him a really good screen partner.
Yeah.
Bing seems to emote with his whole body, which is something actors have been encouraged to do since the advent in the 1930s of Konstantin Stanislavski, a famous Russian actor, producer, and teacher who has influenced generations of American actors. Still, Bing is a dog, and Watts repeated Bev Klingensmith's observation about how important it was for Bing to have a really good sense of trust and to know that she was in charge of him while the cameras were rolling. During the pre-screening interview at the Angelica, Dawn Sturz asked Bev Klingensmith what was the most challenging for her in the training process.
Was there anything specific in the training and preparation for the movie that you had to add to the regimen or explore with Bing to get him ready?
He had a lot of the behaviors he needed already for the film. A lot of it was general obedience, stay commands, in all your different positions and being very collected in any environment and having strangers in your space and cameras and booms and noises and all of that. But from a learned behavior that we had for the movie, the hardest thing for him was learning to carry something in his mouth. That did not come easy to him. If his golden retriever brother could have been a stand-in, that would have been helpful. I don't think that would have worked, but we did get that behavior down. And the only other behavior I had to teach was learning to scratch a surface like a door. That wasn't something he had done, and he learned that very quickly, and we did not work that much on that one.
How did you get him to carry what he carries in the film?
We actually worked on that one for a long time, and I had some friends at my local obedience club help me with that, and we just kind of worked on learning to first hold it and then working to carry it without dropping it, placing it in his mouth and kind of encouraging him to not drop it out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Bing also demonstrated one of his other skills. He can sing. In The Friend, we hear the Spasso Profundo in a touching memorial scene, but Watts told Good Morning America that Bing was also happy to contribute a ritual baying sequence whenever an actor rapped, which is the term for an actor who has finished shooting all their scenes in a movie. The memorial is for Bill Murray's character Walter, whose death propels Apollo into Iris's life. Watts, who helped develop the film, had Murray in mind from the start, describing him as soulful, funny, charismatic, bold, flirtatious, and he resembles the dog. Murray, interviewed by the New York Times, confessed, "When I saw the first cut, I said, 'Are you kidding? Is this dog Stanislavski?'"
I took a dog that lived in someone's home and turned it into a movie star.
That's Bill Berlone, the lead trainer. He got his start as the man who cast the first Sandy in the enduring musical Annie. He's since trained generations of Annies and Sandys and is now the go-to guy in a unique field.
I provide animals for the entertainment industry. Started with Broadway. I've done 33 Broadway shows and won a Tony Award. And over the last 47 years, have worked with some of the biggest filmmakers.
His work is a composite. He's part talent scout, part trainer, part director.
A producer wants an actor to play a role, they cast it. When a producer wants an animal to play a role, I have to not only find the look that they like, but make sure the animal has the training to achieve the behaviors in the film. And that's not always as easy as it sounds, because certainly some breeds are less agile than others, or there are things that might require some trick photography or some prep work. It might take us 3 or 4 months to prep a dog to do a behavior. So, you know, I'm really in on the development of the animal behavior from day one in terms of how the animal does it, how we're going to shoot it, where the trainers are going to be, how to make it happen.
Berlone was part of the team that cast Bing as Apollo. He had the right look, the right credentials, and the right assets. There's a joke in the film that requires an intact male. Berlone said that Bing's obedience and agility work helped, but that in film and theatre there's an important distinction.
You look at an agility trainer, you look at an obedience trainer, it's a one-on-one relationship with the dog. You are so connected with that dog, it's going to listen to you. What do? I bring that trained dog and teach it has to listen to someone else.
In this case, the transfer of trust and authority was from Beverly Klingensmith to Naomi Watts.
So I had to sort of pry Bev a little bit away from Bing so that he could let Naomi into his heart.
And there was a telling exchange early on in the training process that told him they were on the right track.
At first, you know, I was worried that Naomi might be afraid of his size. And because he's so well-trained and so calm, she got over that quickly. But we were in the first week of training and, you know, he was pulling a little bit. And I said, listen, Naomi, on set, if he ever pulls, let go. There are four of us. We will get him. She goes, I'm not letting go. I said, what do you mean? She goes, if he starts running towards the road, I'm not going to let him go. And I'm afraid I'm going to go with him into the road. That gave me a whole different sense of, holy crap, I really have to set this up so they're both safe. Because she would try to prevent him from getting hurt and probably get hurt herself.
Especially since much of the film was shot on location in New York City, with all kinds of natural hazards and unexpected scenarios.
Oh, and the other thing Naomi said to me was, listen, I know what we want to happen in a scene. And she said this to me as the trainer. She said, if it goes wrong, don't stop me. Let me go with it. Let me just react to it in reality and, you know, let me see what comes out of it.
This trusting approach shaped one of my favorite sequences in The Friend, a James Thurber-esque visual joke in which Iris and Apollo get stuck in a revolving door in a high-rise office building. You can get a sense of it here.
Job on the line.
Okay, right. I'll sit here too.
Yeah, 5-3 to base. I'm gonna need some personal assistance up here. And they got a big size dog here too.
We knew he couldn't get into a door. We had fixed the door, but he was like, why are we trying to go in here, Naomi? And on one take, he got in and he sort of knocked her and she just sat down. She was tired. And that was the take we used, you know, because they both were sort of like, this isn't really working. So let's just stop. That was one of those moments where I could have called it and said, come on, let's rethink this. You know, but I felt she was trying to do something. And then she was like, I'm going to just sit here too. He sat, I'm going to sit. Those are beautiful, happy accidents.
Some scenes, however, were not accidents at all. When Klingensmith told Don Sturz that they really had to work on getting Bing to hold something in his mouth, that wasn't the half of it. The something is an old T-shirt of Walters, Bill Murray's character. It prompts an emotional moment for Iris, who is holding it tenderly, but Apollo has clearly adopted it too, as a security blanket. This simple event took as much prep as a circus act.
In the script, he was supposed to rip it out of her hands. Well, being a Great Dane, he doesn't like anything in his mouth. So from day one, we knew that was going to be a challenging scene. And Bev worked on it for 5 years. And the best she got him to do was hold it for about 5 seconds. And when we were getting close to shooting, they were like, Bill, how are we going to get this? And I devised a way to play keep away with him. In that shot, we had the t-shirt. We were going, get it, get it. And I threw it to one of my assistants, who threw it to another assistant, who threw it to a fourth person, and then to Naomi. So he ran around the room. And by the time you saw it, he came at it like that. When he was walking away with it, we had it tucked in his collar. And then we saw him go up on the bed, and then we shot again. We put it in his mouth for that 5 seconds. He dropped it, and she said, lay down, and he lay down on it. There was a lot of camera trickery in a very crucial part of the storytelling. Like, she's smelling him, and the dog is like, no, he's mine.
One of the things that makes the friend so powerful and feels so right is that Apollo's feelings are taken into account as much as Iris's. He's given the right to grieve and to heal. Yes, some of these emotional scenes were as orchestrated as a circus act, but others came almost naturally.
He had this beautiful command where he would put his head down,
sinking onto his long paws with a dolorous expression.
When he did that in our audition, I grabbed the filmmakers and I went, that's it. That's a sad right there. And I had said to them, we have to fit the film to what the dog is actually capable of doing. Let's find what he can do and then work it into your storytelling, which is the brilliant collaboration that we had with these filmmakers that I've never had before.
In a serial comic scene late in the film, Iris, now devoted to Apollo, is trying to keep her apartment, which has a no-dog policy. She enlists the aid of a psychologist, and when he offers to testify to her trauma and grief and need for a support animal, she says that she thought it was the other way around. She was Apollo's support human. Berlone would like to take some credit for Bing's emotional life and speaks for his professional community.
He was not thinking himself. He wasn't emoting himself. He was reacting to what we were doing. And I believe it's created this wonderful, wonderful character. And yet animal trainers are not recognized in Hollywood. We're not part of any unions. We're called wranglers. We've provided a character that takes you on an emotional journey that's alive. And no one mentions our name. He's a good boy. He's a really good boy. And he listened well. And Naomi loved him. And he loved her back. And that's what we as filmmakers did. And I think the result is wonderful. It's never been explored to this extent, which is why it's the movie I always wanted to be a part of, to be able to really show the beauty of the inner workings of a dog.
There has, of course, been a long history of dogs in the movies. Early characters included heroes like Rin Tin Tin and Lassie, prankish pals like the little rascal's pit bull Petey, and the Thin Man's wire-haired terrier Asta. Contemporary stars include Dogue de Bordeaux Hooch in Turner and Hooch, sassy Brussels Griffon Verdell in As Good as It Gets, and Parson Russell Terrier Uggie in The Artist. But Bing may be taking this particular aspect of the human-animal bond to a whole new level as a canine actor. We are reminded every year at Westminster that the Great Dane did not originate in Denmark, but just this once, let's pretend, because the greatest traumatic male role in theatre is, of course, Hamlet, Prince of Denmark. Berlone quite properly wants recognition for his team as the creators of Bing's performance, yet both actors and reviewers are more inclined to see some innate emotional empathy and talent. And the truth probably lies somewhere between the two. Katie Bernadin and Janice Hayes and David Fitzpatrick would certainly agree that they played a crucial role in getting Monty and Buddy Holly and Wasabi to their enchanted moment on the Purple Champion Circle at Westminster, and every handler out there knows about their own good work. But I often remember that when Michael J. Dougherty awarded Affin Pinscher Banana Joe Best in Show in 2013, he said simply that he was smitten. So for the moment, everyone is smitten with Bing and the composite genius his performance represents. Go see The Friend. You'll see what I mean. Bring a handkerchief.